it have a win against Port on the weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. Obviously, we came off a pretty disappointing fortnight previous to that after the bye, and we sort of knew within the four walls that some of the things that if we could implement them, that it would hold us in pretty good stead, and we were able to deliver that on the weekend and beat a really quality side in Port Adelaide.
Definitely. And I guess how's Ryan Whitehouse going up to the tackle on the weekend?
Yeah, he's okay. A few of us guys watched the World Cup together after the game, and he was there and in pretty good spirits. Obviously remorseful for what happened, and he went to the tribunal and cop the consequence.
How's he feeling about
that? I'm not too sure. I haven't spoken to him about how he's feeling. But as I said, he was in pretty good spirits, and he was his normal self after the game. So.
And like you said, pretty remorseful for what happened?
I think so, yeah. As I said, I haven't spoken to him about how he's feeling, but I know the sort of person that Ryan is, and he would never go out and intentionally hurt anyone, and he'd be feeling a little bit bad for what happened, but... yeah, tribunal tonight, I think it is, and he'll deal with that tonight.
How difficult is it to apply the right amount of vigour in a tackle and not put a guy down on his head?
Yeah, well, that's the art of it, isn't it? It's tough to do. It's a split-second decision. We've seen a number of these sort of cases over the last couple of years where, unfortunately, someone gets concussed or knocked out, and it's exactly as you said, it's difficult to manage that because you want to be aggressive and you want to be instinctive, but at the same time there's a duty of care as well.
And you don't always know when the ball's spilled free, do you?
That's it. You often don't know. You think that they've still got the ball, and in that case I think the ball had come out a little bit earlier. I didn't actually see it on the day, but having seen the replay, the ball does spill out, but Ryan wouldn't have known that at the time.
He looked like he was looking at the boundary line, like he wanted to get Robbie over the boundary line for a stoppage.
Yeah, well, he's a pretty dangerous player, so I'd probably be trying to get him out of the play as well and get him over the boundary line. So I suppose that was what he was trying to do, but also trying to tackle as well.
You mentioned that there were some things you needed to work on to correct what had happened in the two previous weeks. What were the main ones you think that you righted on Sunday?
I think... For us, we wanted to be a bit harder to play against than what we were the last couple of weeks. Defensively, we haven't been good enough, and we've let teams kick really big scores against us, Brisbane and Melbourne, so and conceded a huge amount of inside 50s. So we wanted to defend better, and I thought we did that.
Is that about what you do at the contest, or is it about structure behind the contest, or what is it?
It's a combination of both. We got soundly beaten the week before around the contest. Stoppages and clearances and first possession hit outs. And then this week I thought, although the clearances were 20-4, I think, a quarter of the time, it didn't really feel like they were damaging, and we were still applying a bit of pressure, and they weren't clean clearances, so I thought we turned that around quite well.
Did you have a bit of a case of the team yips in the second quarter when you kicked 0-7?
It started to feel a bit like that, especially when David Mundy missed a set shot as well, that one that he would usually kick. But I think in that second quarter, our entries were sort of 20-4 as well, I think, in the second quarter. So our method was right, we just couldn't finish off. But if we had have kicked 6-1 or something, it would have looked a little bit better than 0-7.
How critical is it when you're doing a rebuild, you've got a lot of young players in the team, to have quality senior players like David Mundy and Aaron Sandlands when he's fit? We've seen Carlton struggles when they don't have those senior players available to them.
Yeah, it is important for our youth to see the right example, and blokes that have played a lot of footy to set the right example, and I think our leaders have done that really well this whole year. Nathan's had a great year, unfortunately he's missing a few games at the moment. As you mentioned, Aaron, ultimate professional and sort of a glue guy. His work ethic and his teaching to the younger guys is fantastic. David Mundy's had a great year once again. He's just so consistent. Alex Pearce has come in off a couple of years out, basically, and played so well for someone who's missed so much footy. So we've got guys that are setting great examples, and the young guys are following.
Is Mundy an underrated player?
Is who?
Is David Mundy an underrated player, do you think?
I think so. That's my opinion. But
outside of the club?
I wouldn't know. I don't really know what people say about him. So what do they say?
Well, I just think he's an elite AFL midfielder.
Yeah.
that doesn't always get bracketed alongside the real top lines. Would you agree with that?
It's probably, I think he's an All-Australian. He's won an All-Australian. He's won two BNFs. I don't think David really cares what the people outside say. We know how important he is to us and what a great player he is, and he'll go down as one of the best in the history of the club.
You've played two big contested ball teams. Essendon's a bit different. What do you need to guard against when you're playing against Essendon?
I think you saw with their off-season acquisitions, their speed that they've brought in, especially off halfback, is really quite damaging. And if they get that ball movement going, they're going to be really dangerous and score heavily, which has been a bit of our problem. So if we can bring that defensive intensity that we did on the weekend and really pressure their ball carriers, hold us in really good stead.
Do you know when Sandilands will be back? Will it be this weekend? Or?
I've got no idea, yeah.
How rewarding is it to come here and see a facility like this and knowing, having been involved in some starlight promotions before, knowing what it can mean to sick kids?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've said it before as well. My family's sort of been through a little bit. Something similar to this with my little sister. She's lucky to be alive. And although it wasn't starlight, my family got put up at Ronald McDonald House in Adelaide while we were living in the country. And so I know what it's like and I know what it's about, and the work that Starlight does and everyone involved in the hospital and whatnot, it's fantastic, and it does bring a few emotions out in me. I try and hide them as best I can, but yeah, it's fantastic and I couldn't be prouder to be a part of it.
Is it a natural thing for you to become involved in something like this then, given what you've been through with your family?
Yeah, absolutely. It was something that as soon as I got to the club, I wanted to help out in any way I could. So it was my first year, basically, I jumped on board.